Welcome to the Create Your Shape podcast. I'm Jenny, the nutritionist, and I'll be teaching you the strategy, structure, and science to build muscle and decrease body fat, specifically for ladies who work out. Hello, friends. Are you hoarding macros until the end of the night? Are you saving them for the end of the night? If so, this episode is definitely for you. But first, I want to give you a heads up that Create Your Shape, my 4-month nutrition coaching program for ladies who lift weights and want to build muscle, decrease body fat, really learn and understand nutrition and learn the strategy for ladies who are lifting weights and create your nutrition routine that runs on autopilot. This program is open for enrollment January 24th to February 4th. And for the first time ever, I am doing the biggest sale I have ever done in the history of Create Your Shape. And for those who sign up by January 28th, end of day, we'll get $1,000 off. I know, it's insane. So you can go to jennythenutritionist.com/create-your-shape to learn more and apply to join us. All right, the other heads up that I wanted to give is in the spirit of Create Your Shape being open for enrollment next week, I am hosting a free class called How to Be Fit, Well-Fed, and Fully Energized to kick off the open enrollment time period that you can learn more about and get registered for the class at the link in the show notes. It will be about a 1-hour class where I'm going through the tools and the concepts of how to be fit, well-fed, and fully energized so you can not only look the part, but also feel good. Feel like you are taking care of yourself. So that's what we'll be covering in that class. All right, let's talk about hoarding macros. I see this all the time for my Create Your Shape ladies when they first start. They say this is a bad habit they've gotten into, and I feel like I'm seeing more and more of this. So we got to talk about it. This is typically what happens. They save all their macros, and if you're not exactly sure, let me just break it down for you. So let's say your targets are, to make it super simple, 100 grams of protein, 100 grams of carbs, and 50 grams of fat. Throughout the whole day, like you get to have that much food throughout the whole day. But let's say you are only going to have 20 grams of carbs because you want to save 80 grams of carbs or 80% of those carbs for at the end of the night. And why would people do this? Well, people are like, oh, I don't want to go to bed hungry. So I want to make sure that I have plenty of food and plenty of options before I go to bed. Or they're like, well, I may want a treat at the end of the night, right? Or I may want like something additional, something special at the end of the night. So I want to make sure I have room for it. Or they just want, they're like, I want my dinner to be delicious. So it's the time where I get home and it's like me time. And so maybe it's like where I kind of relax a little bit and I want to have options and to be able to add these different foods in, or if I'm going out to eat, or if I'm eating with the family, I want to be able to add in all the different toppings and all the things. The other thing why people do this is they want to set themselves up for success. This is how they're thinking about it. They're like, okay, well, if I have more macros now, then there's a chance I'll go over my macros later in the day. So in order to set myself up for success and hit my macros, I have to eat less now. So that way there's no possible way I'll go over those macros. Something else that I see, and I think this is one of the main reasons people do this, is they don't like to feel restricted. So at the end of the night, if they don't have enough macros to eat all the foods they want to eat, then they feel like, oh my gosh, I hate that feeling because then I feel so restricted and I've got to like tell myself no, and then I'm hungry and I feel like I'm just thinking about all the foods that I desire. They think that throughout the day, like restrict themselves throughout the whole entire day and save it for at the end of the night, they feel, knowing that they have this gap going back to, oh, I only had 20 grams of carbs, so I know I have 80 carbs left. So this just gives them this feeling of abundance they really enjoy. Now, this is typically why people do this, but let me tell you why it sucks and why I don't suggest doing this. And then we're going to talk about the solution and actually how to implement the process to not do this. So here's why it sucks. If you are micromanaging and worrying about this throughout the entire day, that just feels all consuming. And then you actually are restricting yourself all day long. And then you're at the mercy of these numbers. Like, these numbers just are controlling you. Like, the macros are just controlling you, and you feel like you are at the mercy of them and you have to listen to what they have to say. And for some of you guys, this is going to bring out your rebel tendencies, like that you have to answer to these numbers. The other reasons why, and this is more of like a scientific reason, is you're creating an imbalance of the timing of your meals throughout the day. Like, if you're not having any carbs throughout the day, and then at the end you're having 100 grams of carbs before bed, like, that is most likely, for most of my ladies, not ideal. And then you're not able to stack those carbs, you know, before and after your workout and strategically use them to just be more optimal of building muscle and decreasing body fat. The other thing is, it's not allowing you to creating like balanced meals. So I have seen a lot of ladies just remove the veggies throughout the day because they're like, I could use those 10 grams of carbs at night for more options. And then you're just creating this like imbalanced meal throughout your day. And lastly, and this is probably the biggest one, you are playing macro Tetris. When you play macro Tetris, you are only going to do macros for a short period of time. And it is more of a like something else on your shoulder that's really time consuming. Not only like actually time consuming, but time consuming and taking away your energy and your mental energy too. So that means every meal you've got to consider and do all this math to figure out like macro Tetris, so that way you have plenty of space at the end of the night. So all in all, it is not favorable to your mental energy. It is not sustainable. And it's not helping you create the results you want to of building muscle and decreasing body fat. Now, I know you're thinking, okay, sure, but what are the options? Because I still don't like feeling restricted at night. I still don't want to go to bed hungry. I hear you. None of those things should be happening anyway. And that gets to the root of the issue and then therefore the solution. So here's the solution. Number one, you have to eat enough every day. We're going to talk about exactly what that means. Number one, eat enough every day. And number two, you're going to spread your food throughout your day. And I'm going to give you a specific example. So that's the solution. Very simple, but here is what it looks like. So number one, eat enough. You should be consuming what you're burning per day to build your optimal shape. So for ladies who are lifting weights, that's generally going to be 2,000 calories per day or more. When you are consuming that much, you will not go to bed hungry, even if you spread your food out throughout the day, because it is so much more food than you're consuming right now. I know this. I work with ladies who do this every day in and day out, and they're eating as much as they're burning per day, and they are loving it. The amount of food flexibility they have, the amount of satisfaction they get from actually being well fed and fueled. This concept completely gets flipped on its head. So that's the thing. You have to be consuming as much as you're burning. Now, there is a strategy to doing that, like in Create Your Shape. I reviewed to be able to know exactly what that is for each of my ladies and break that down to macros. And then we slowly work up to that number over time. But that is the process. So then the second thing is let's go back to the solution, right? Spread your food throughout the day. What's the process of actually implementing that? It's having a daily structure. So for example, for me, I eat four times a day. I have breakfast, lunch, snack, dinner. Then yours may look slightly different. It does not have to be exactly to mine, but you have to find this, because then once you have your daily structure, all you do is you take your macros and you divide them by your daily structure. So for example, let's say your target is 200 grams of carbs per day, and you're eating four times per day based on that, you know, maybe breakfast, lunch, snack, dinner. Then you know you're going to need 50 grams of carbs at each meal. Now, it doesn't have to be exactly 50. And with nutrient timing in optimizing stacking your carbs around your workout, that's something way more detailed that we get into in the program. But when you do that and you set it up like that, not only does it make it super simple to know how much you need at each meal, but also then you can start guesstimating, which is the beauty in all of this, because I know generally any carb, especially any grain, about a handful or about half a cup is going to be about 25 grams of carbs. So then I know I need 50 grams at each meal. Then whether I am quickly making lunch at home, I can just estimate that. But oh, I'm going to put my two hands together and I need two handfuls. Or if I'm out to eat, or if I'm, you know, on vacation, whatever the case is, I can still achieve those targets by simplifying it this way. Okay, so when you're eating enough by having custom macros and getting up to that 2,000 or more calories per day, and then when you're spreading your food out throughout your day by having a daily structure and just allocating it over that structure, when you are doing this, you do not feel the need to restrict and save and hoard for the end of the day, because you will probably be full and satisfied and you will have plenty of macros to get in these different items and different foods that you want. You also will be feeling full. So many times ladies come to me and they hate the feeling of feeling hungry and feeling restricted, and especially feeling like that constant, like, oh my gosh, you're hungry. Oh my gosh, you're hungry. Like, that should not be the case. And when you're eating enough and when you're spreading your food throughout the day, that isn't the case. So it's almost like all, like when you're doing these two things, all those problems go away. And then just the hoarding doesn't have to be a thing. But not only that, but you just get so much more like mental freedom throughout your day. And it feels way more sustainable and something that you can live this life day in and day out. When you're doing that, that is how you become fit all the time. That's how it's really easy to build your shape. So I just had to talk about this and help you guys out, because I know a lot of you guys are doing that. I just want to let you know that there is another way and the grass is definitely greener. If you're like, yes, I need this freedom and I need to be eating enough and well fed and learn these tools, that's what we do in Create Your Shape. So you can learn more at jennythenutritionist.com/create-your-shape. Also join my free class, How to Be Fit, Well Fed, and Fully Energized, at the link in the show notes. All right. See you next week on the Create Your Shape podcast. Hey, if you work out and want to look like you work out, then you need to be in the Create Your Shape program. Learn more and get started at jennythenutritionist.com/create-your-shape. You can also follow me on Instagram for more content at jennythenutritionist.